Welcome to Entrepreneurs in Conversation with Géraldine. Each week, I sit down with entrepreneurs, innovators, and creators from around the world who share fascinating views, stories, and expert advice on start and grow a business from A to Z. Enjoy the show. In this episode, I realized that I was probably doing a way too extra at many level personally, extra mom, extra wife, extra this, extra that, and I realized I was exhausted of trying to be extra. Hey there, planning 2022 is not an easy thing to do, and in 2022 I think this time, this season, is a new way to revisit the way you work in your business. This is the reason why I created Le Cercle des Slowpreneurs, the Slowpreneur Circle with me. So if you want to be a part of a circle to talk about mindset, to talk about automation, and how you can slowly but surely and very simply put your business to work for you, come and join. Make sure to register yourself at the VIP list that I just created for you at coaching.geraldinegp.com/en/cercle des slowpreneurs-VIP list. So you're welcome, just register and I'll keep you posted for the next opening in January 10th. Hello, welcome to another episode of Entrepreneurs in Conversation with Géraldine. I hope you are doing well. This is the last episode of the season, and I should even say the last episode of Entrepreneurs in Conversation with Géraldine. I'm shifting towards another type of podcast, but I'll talk about it a little bit later, especially if you follow me on social, you'll know everything about it very, very soon. But then I wanted to take like a couple of minutes in order to step in and talk about taking a step back in this season. I mean, this is what December is there for me. It's a moment to, you know, review what went well, just, you know, checking on everything that I've been doing on my business, with my family, as a person, as a woman. So I'm just trying to review everything and see how I can improve things and what worked well, where I can give myself like some props as well. So I think I'll start with the props. As an individual, what was important for me in 2021 was to, you know, take that step back and work less. So that was the first step, and started working 4 days a week. So for me, that was a huge, huge step, because I'm definitely somebody that love working. I love my clients. I love my project. I love everything I do. I'm lucky enough so that I can pick the project and I want to spend some time and, you know, dedicate some energy in order to help these projects, like, you know, take off and grow. I do enjoy doing that. I do love helping people to reach their goals and their dreams online, especially. So I was very proud of myself, like, you know, slowing down a little. Was not easy every day, to be fair, but at least to cut it down to 4 days a week. For me, that was a huge win for this year as a person. And then with that extra time, I wanted to spend more time into doing things I love, which is reading and playing music. So I had the chance to be able to be a part of an orchestra, a harp orchestra. I've been playing the harp for the longest time in my life, but then I prioritize over things like growing my career. So I was still playing music, but not the way I wanted. So I decided 2021 is the year where I want to dedicate that time to do more things of things I love, simply. And yeah, so I started with taking classes again. Yeah, because like it's been a while and I haven't followed like any kind of music classes. So I decided that, yeah, I should take the time to do that because I want to, because I want to commit to it, right? And I enrolled then in an orchestra. There was a little challenge, and I wanted to challenge myself, really. I've been playing music for a long time, but then always for myself, you know, because I'm very shy. I'm an introvert. This no secret. I'm a real introvert. And for me, exposing myself with music was a way also to be vulnerable and just, you know, to learn to stand out in a crowd. The first concert that we played over the summer was very challenging. I was scared, but then I felt good because I did it. I decided to try something else, something new. And believe me, since I was little, since I could, you know, put my fingers on a string of a harp, I've always hated to play in public because I felt awkward, I felt wrong. And then for me, that was a way to learn and appreciate even more the lessons of being an apprentice musicians. So yeah, props to me for just accomplishing that, because that was something that was on my wanna do list for a while now. And actually, if I do remember correctly, I think I had that on my list to get back to music a bit more seriously since I think for my 30s, for my 30th birthday, I wanted to do that. So it's been 6 years. But you know, what's important in this is that I decided to do it, right? And then another thing that that was on my list was also to take more time with my son in order to have more one-on-one mother son, you know, time so that we can, you know, grow together. And believe me, actually, me doing that was the biggest lesson that I had in 2021, learning about patience, learning about myself, the boundaries that you sometimes need to set with kids, because this is not because you're a parent that you have to accept everything. It was a big lesson in terms of parenting, and I'm trying to dive more and more into conscious parenting so that I can help my son become the best version of himself when he'll be a grown up. And I find it hard, and I assume that every parents have a say on it, but then that was something that I really wanted to spend some time focus on, learn more about and how to parent better. And that's something that will continue actually for 2022, but we'll talk about 2022 later. So yeah, so there was like on the personal level, many good things that I had in my mind, that I had in my schedule, and then I actually put to execution by simply revisiting the way I was working, as well. And then, of course, me doing that review means also checking also my business. There were a lot of good things. The business have grown to a certain extent, and I'm very proud of it and very happy to have that success. But every success comes at a price. And then we'll talk about the downside of it a bit later. But yes, I was able to grow my team. That was not an easy thing to do, but I'm working a lot, like many of you might know, and I talked about that in previous episode with freelancers a lot for all the projects that I'm working on. And I was able to expand the network of freelancers in order to grow, to do more project, diverse project in various areas of the digital world. There was also a learning curve in terms of hiring, how to hire, how to educate also, because it's not because you're hiring an expert that you don't have actually to share knowledge. You actually do need to share some of the, you know, the flow, your way of seeing things, your way of working as well. So you need literally to educate your team, whether it is like employees, whether it is like freelancers that you're working with, and that's important. And also to set processes, SOPs, standard operational procedures, processes. So that's very, very important to have that in mind whenever you are expanding. And I had actually to be a bit more proficient in order to make it smooth into onboarding new team members, coaching team members, leading team members, so that we can have the best results possible with their areas of expertise, and so that they can focus on their zone of genius, literally. So yeah, definitely, I'm very proud of that. And I trained so many people this year. That's crazy when I think about it, but it's not an easy task. It takes energy, it takes patience, it takes reviewing your processes actually in order to upgrade them, improve them along the way, because people view things differently, right? So that means you need for sure just to adjust all the time. You need to adjust. And that was the good thing of 2021. The clients as well that I've been working with, something that was very important to me was to more and more work with clients that are aligned with my life objectives, like, you know, being more authentic, being more inclined to serenity, peace, because we can do business in so many ways, but these specific themes were very essential to me. And so that's the reason why I work towards that, to work with people that are aligned with these very specific values. And I enjoyed it. It doesn't mean it was not hard, because it has been. But then I was very proud of the client that I work with that are amazing, and that taught me a lot on a personal level as well. And another thing that was very absolutely fantastic in 2021 is all the tools that I actually strengthen in my business to support my systems. So I definitely use tools like Notion in order to create wikis that are very specific per offer, per strategy, per even per content. On a day-to-day basis, I also do use sometimes Asana, so that it's easier for my client actually to navigate as well all the tasks that they sometimes assign our team. So these two project management tools were a part of how I built the system so that it's flawless in terms of knowing exactly where we stand, where we are, where we have to go to deliver the best services possible. And with the team as well, we improved the flow with the project management system in place, because we realized, because I'm a geek at heart, I had too many project management tools. For some projects, I've been using Airtable because I love it as well, in terms of the display, you know, the databases that you can create in Airtable as well are very interesting. So that's the reason why I multiple actually the tools that I was using in terms of project management. However, and we'll talk about that in the downside part of our conversation today, is that I had too many tools because I like to geek out. I like to test, you know, like marketing tools, project management tool. I love it, but a bit too much. And then sometimes I just spent way too much time trying to use those. So, but you know, and then automation for sure was a big part of this year. I've always been using tools to automate what I create and how I offer some of my products and some of my services. But then for 2021, it was even better to support the lifestyle I wanted, take a step back and slow down. So definitely I've been using Entreport for a while, not only, but in many cases that I've been mainly using Entreport in order to automate my emails, my landing pages, my checkout pages, some offers, some all the content that I'm push out there. Something that I use and I've been using, and I was asked about it for the podcast. I've been in love with Zencastr simply because it's an everything tool. It doesn't require to be a sound engineer, so I can do a lot. Now they have upgraded the software. It's in the cloud, so you can record so many episodes, and then you can structure, you can have your intro. Well, you can do so many things. So definitely I've been using that, and it has been a great, great help for me to record my episode instead of using external over tools, and I love it. What else did I use this year? I've been using in terms of communications and also marketing way more social media, such as Instagram and Facebook. Not as much LinkedIn, but also Pinterest for SEO purposes. These series of social media helped me strengthen my digital presence. I automated it with tools to program the content like Hootsuite or Buffer, depending on the season, or even Planoly. At some point, I think I used Planoly. Like I said, again, I like to geek out on trying new tools and see if they're a better fit for my needs. And I realized then I could also program some of my content, especially for Instagram, in Canva, so which was perfect because I could definitely create the layout of the postings and I wanted to, and then just schedule it in the tool. So I think that was brilliant and it saved me some time. But then I was not that easy with the reels. So then I switched to other tools that are like actually I've been using as well. Facebook Creator Studio, which is perfect as well to program your content in Facebook and in Instagram, and it's free. So that also saved me a lot of time and in building all the content planning and structure for my entire business. So these are the different things that actually were absolutely fantastic that helped me reduce the time that I spend on social, because I like social, to be honest, as an individual, but then I don't like to spend all my time on social, checking how many likes, how many reshare. I just want to use it like, you know, to in a minimalist way so that it's efficient for me in order to share what I have to share, right, with the community. And I think that's about it in terms of all the systems that I put in place that actually helped me first grow and also reduce the amount of time that I spend on the online working on what I have to work on. And then, oh, one more tool that I've been using that was very helpful for me was Wave, in order to create some time checkout payment for some clients and also to keep track on my sales. So that's been very, very useful for that. And I loved literally using the tool. I think I've been using the tool for the last, 6 years something. But it's been very, very, I like it. I use the free version of it still. And I think I'm gonna keep doing that for 2022. It helps me actually view exactly where I am, how I sell, how I grow, where I spend maybe a bit too much money, and create like some sort of dashboard in order to have like a quick view, like a quick picture of where my business stands. So that's pretty cool. Now let's talk about the downside of 2021. On a personal level, I realized over the last couple of weeks that even though I try to focus on a 4 day a week work, I realized that I was working still way more than that because we had like emergency campaigns for some project or launch, and it required from me to allocate more time and review for some project. So on the personal level, yes, I shrinked my time in 4 days, but I was working more hours on the other days. So the productivity balance was not as perfect as I thought it would be. So that's something that need to be changed and reviewed for 2022. And I realized that I was probably doing a way too extra at many level personally, extra mom, extra wife, extra this, extra that, and I realized I was exhausted of be trying to be extra, and I think the situation doesn't help at this moment. So that was very hard to have very relaxed days at times. So that's something that definitely need to be improved by 2022. Probably on the personal level, I'm what we call in French like multipotentiel, so multipotential. So I like way too many things. So sometimes it's kind of scatter. It's kind of scattering your mind, and then you're like not, I wouldn't say all over the place, but you're thinking, doing like or getting enrolled into many projects. And this is not ideal for your concentration, for your focus. So definitely, I think 2022, I'll take fewer projects so that to be more efficient, be more mindful about my energy, how this is, when this is the most productive season for me to work with some specific clients on some, for example, VIP days or, or even content creation or course creation. So yeah, I'm revisiting that right now so that I will alleviate my schedule for 2022 even more. On a downside as well, sometimes because of the load of work, you tend to be extra cautious, too perfect, and then you overwork yourself. And I think even though I'm in deeply inclined to be willing to slow down, I was working still away more than I should have. So that's something that I learned, something that I won't repeat because this is exhausting. And then also something that I need to learn more, better, and improve myself at is human resources. Definitely my team and my network of freelancers that I work with has expanded and keep on growing, but then it was team management, and that requires skills that needs serious improvement for me. Thinking that you can just grow a project on your own or with few people requires some specific skills to lead the project, to lead the team, and to support the team. And that's something that I want to, you know, to improve definitely in 2022. I would say, to be honest, that I was not excellent at it. I'm good at managing a project, but leading people was something that I could have done somehow better. And then that's something that I will probably take courses on, to be honest, in 2022, so that I can do better. Yeah, definitely, I can do better of that. And something else that I realized, I was so eager for 2021 successes that I think I've started to grow to a faster pace than I was not anticipating. And growth is good, but if I want to be frank with myself and honest, that growth hurt at some point, because you are trying to accomplish so many things that was not that easy at the end of the day. And then you're trying to grow with people as well, that you're onboarding people, and all these aspects of the growth hurt sometimes. And I would even say sometimes to a personal level, because you're thinking and believing that you're good at it. But I think when you look at it like deeply, you're not. So that's something that needs to be changed, need to be shaped in a better way and more productive and energy, you know, management way, more proficiently for 2022. And I have to say again, that was not a hard thing, an easy thing actually to realize and to notice that, okay, this is where I am now. This is the state of things. And clearly, I suck. So yeah, so that's something then I will have to do better in 2022. And then I think now that I have assessed what went good on a personal level, good on the business, bad on the personal level. I wouldn't say bad, but I would say not as much as I like it to be for myself and for the business. Now I think I want to project myself in a review of where I want to be in 2022, with like slowing down a bit more, creating more of the things I like in my business, like courses. I do love, like, you know, geeking out on automation and stuff like that. So I really want to share it with the world. So that's definitely something coming up. And I was really thinking about also maybe creating something totally new that is out of my comfort zone. Maybe an event, but I don't know yet. Like, that's just an idea, but that's something that I have in my mind. Like, you know what? Tell me in the comment or in the reviews, or shoot me an email at hello@geraldinegp.com to tell me if an event, a virtual event, could be something cool around, you know, being a more mindful business for 2022. Let me know. And yeah, I think I want to review my processes, streamline. I want to, on the personal level, spend more time outside, outdoor, enjoying nature, because for me, nature has been so important into my well-being, especially considering the circumstances and the challenges of, you know, since 2020. I think nature has played such an important role in me staying healthy, staying balanced with everything that we have to go through on a daily basis. So I want more of that, more music, definitely on a personal level. And I think I'm looking at, you know, reducing also the type of project that I want to work on. And I think I will downsize my projects to VIP days. If you don't know what VIP days are, they are like a very focused, very concentrated day to share an expertise on a specific topic. I think there's a brilliant woman that I follow, Jordan Jill, that actually built like a powerful systems and podcast and other content around the topic. But then, yeah, I follow her a lot and I learn a lot through her content. You should check it out. And yeah, I want more of that. And I think the last thing I wanted to share with you guys is that Entrepreneurs in Conversation with Geraldine is my last episode, simply because I shifted. My business, my philosophy pivoted along the years. So I enjoyed all the brilliant minds and creatives and entrepreneurs that I had the chance to talk to. But now I'm looking at, you know, discussing a bit with more expansion on things that are important and dear to me, like mindset, well-being, you know, environment to some extent, and personal environment, and, you know, environment, if that makes sense. These are topics that are very dear to me and that always have been, and that's something that I will definitely talk about in my next coming show, and I'll tell you more about it very early January, but stay tuned because something else is coming. And then if you have any suggestions, actually, you know, just write me. I'll be happy to read your notes, your feedback and comments overall on the current podcast and maybe the new show coming next year. All right. That being said, I think I covered 2021. It was definitely a great year, a year of learnings about business, about myself and my own strengths and limitations. It's also a year of growth as a human and as, you know, as a woman as well. And definitely, I'm looking forward to 2022, going out of my comfort zone again, pivoting my business again, and, you know, growing. So I hope you enjoyed this review of the year on a personal and business note. And then if you liked this episode, this very last episode in English, just share little stars and share your feedback and email me if you want to chat a bit. So at hello@geraldinejibin.com. All right then. Bye now. This is the end of the show. Share the show with your community. Make sure to listen to the next episode on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Anchor, and more. Follow us on Instagram at ecg.podcast and me, Geraldine JP. Follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you next time.